It's 8:30 in the morning and I'm outside St Middin Park in Paisley, where police are carrying out spot checks the morning after the drink drive limit changed.
We thought it was part of the winter safety drink driving campaign.
All right, okay.
Are you aware that the legislation's changed?
Yes.
And the drink driving limit's been reduced?
Yes. Yeah,
that's why we're here this morning. Have you had a drink for the last 24 hours?
No.
Are you quite happy to find a special in the breath?
Okay, if that's just a deep breath and just blow nice and steady in for me, please.
I'm Inspector Lorraine Lorimer from Divisional Road Policing.
It seems to be one of the grey areas with drink driving is the morning after. There's no way to work out exactly when you'll be fine to drive, is there?
No, you can't tell, no. Got to take into consideration your age, your weight, your metabolism, the quantity and what type of drink you've actually had. And bearing in mind that alcohol doesn't leave the body instantly, it's in your body for some time, so the morning after is a risk.
This is a couple of seconds to calibrate and it's coming up as zero, indicating there's no alcohol at all in your system. Thank you very much for your time.
So at the moment here, you're just stopping drivers and breathalysing them, but we're going to go a step up and do the preliminary impairment test. Now, is this like you see in the films? Stand on one leg, touch your nose, recite the alphabet?
It's similar, but it's purely to test your coordination to see if you're impaired through some sort of controlled substance or not.
Okay, well, we're going to do it a bit differently and I'm going to wear my beer goggles.
My name's Susanna Robin. I'm company director at Alco Digital Limited. The goggles are designed to simulate the effect of alcohol on a person, rather than actually making that person consume alcohol and then getting them to perform tasks to see how alcohol does affect your motor skills.
Now, this pair's set to the new Scottish drink drive limit, so this is how I might respond if I wasn't fit to drive.
So, if you just listen to me, OK? We're going to do the walking turn test, OK?
Yep.
So, place your left foot on the line and place your right foot on the line in front of your left, touching heel to toe.
I can see two of the line, which doesn't help.
Oh, so two of the line. And again.
Oh, I'm so dizzy. One. Two.
Leaning on the police is not part of the test.
Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. I can only see one foot. Eight. Nine. Ten.
You were off the line continually, you were stepping to the side, and you were leaning on my shoulder.
So would I not have passed that test?
That would not have been a pass.
No.